Thank you, Carl. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Fluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Eric from Rochester, Minnesota.
Hey, how are things in Rochester besides cold?
Fantastic. Could not be better.
There you go. Now, I know that that's the home of the famed Mayo Clinic. Are you connected to that?
Actually, my wife is a nurse anesthetist there.
Uh-huh, nurse anesthetist. That's cool. So you have excellent health care. I know that at Mayo.
Yep. It's again, couldn't be better.
There you go. And clearly some powerful drugs working on you. That's great.
Yeah.
Eric, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Eric's topic?
If there's a sucker born every minute, I'll be rich in a matter of hours.
This week, we read a story that showed us, despite all the bad economic news, you truly can succeed in business without really trying. Our panelists are going to tell you three shortcuts to success, only one of which, though, is actually in use. Pick the true story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
I can't wait to hear it.
All right, here we go. The first one, then, shall come to you from Roxanne Roberts.
Eddie Minnelli and Ben Steinberg freely admit they can't cook at all, but that hasn't stopped them from opening New York's first no-kitchen, no-chef restaurant near NYU. The two grad students own and operate Dorm Food, which serves items only that require microwaving or less: peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, nachos, hot pockets, frozen pizza, Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs, and, of course, ramen noodles. Look, Manhattan is full of restaurants with amazing food, Minnelli told the New York Times, but college kids can't afford it and really don't care. They're fine with cheap comfort food, end quote. The restaurant is decorated in an early dorm, futons, IKEA furniture, storage cubes, the TV always on ESPN, and nothing on the menu costs more than $5, including beer. Steinberg says the place, open only 3 months, is already turning a profit.
Dorm room food sold in a restaurant by people who can't cook in New York City. Your next story of bold but lazy business comes from Morocco.
In this troubled economy, why offer a consumer the real thing when a knockoff will do, especially if the knockoff sounds awfully close to the original? That's the thinking behind one soon-to-be fakes-only mall just outside of Shanghai and featuring exclusively counterfeit merchandise. No, that's not a typo. Those are the golden arches of McDonald's. In the mood for a slice, order up a pizza at Pizza Hut. That's not a question. Pizza Hut is spelled H-U-H. Or enjoy an overpriced latte at Buck's Star Coffee. The whole idea of this mall is plain dishonest, complained one shopper. If the mall opens, the possibilities for cheating seem endless. A Cinnabon with only half the calories of a Cinnabon. A fake tan at California Tan. Hey, aren't those guys a little too hairy to be modeling for Abercrombie and Fetch? And for the kiddies, Chinese-made toys from Toys Scar Us. Well, at least that one is honest.
All right, then. A mall devoted entirely to fake service and merchandise in China. And your last story of a successful business effort with no actual effort involved comes from Adam Felber.
Back in the Anna Nicole days, if you wanted to marry a frail elderly millionaire just months before his timely demise, you had to pretend to love him. No longer, thanks to GoldDiggers.com, the internet matchmaking brainchild of entrepreneur Gene Ross. On the surface, it can seem a bit cold. The men's profiles feature their age, net worth, medical condition, current life expectancy, and number of living family members. While the women's profiles have age, an extensive photo gallery, and a required breakdown of nursing degrees and experience. Ross, who earned her fortune the old-fashioned way by marrying an aging oil man, says that the service is both a kindness and a lot more honest. Quote, there are hundreds of ailing older men who would like their sunset days to be a little brighter, and tons of caring young women who are happy to provide that light. I think of them as hospice workers, if you will. So the Gold Digger's name is sort of an ironic twist on the stereotype.
All righty, then. Here are your choices. From Roxanne Roberts, a restaurant in New York that serves only dorm food because the people who run the restaurant don't know how to cook. From Morocco, an entire mall near Shanghai devoted entirely to knockoffs of real products and services. From Adam Felber, GoldDigger.com, where if you're young and attractive, you can marry someone who is wealthy and ill. Which of these is the real story of a shortcut to business success?
Well, as much as I would like it to be the gold digger one, because I just think that sounds like a great way to make money.
Yeah.
I think I remember reading about the fake mall.
Oh, really?
In
you
think paper this week.
You feel you have actual information.
Ignore
that impulse.
Yeah. Was it a real newspaper or a fake one?
All right. Well, your choice then is Moe's story of the mall of fakery. Well, we spoke to someone who actually reported on this.
I suppose the most similar logo is the Buckstar coffee one. I can't see anyone falling for that. Possibly, actually, Pizza Hut is the closest to Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm. That was reporter Hannah Wood from Mirror.co.uk. She's the woman who reported on the Chinese mall full of copycat brands, the report that you apparently saw, because you're right. That was, in fact, the right story. You have won. You've earned a point from Mo.
Thank you so much.
And you've earned a point for yourself, and more importantly, you have won Carl Castle's voice in your home answering machine. Well done.
I'm insulted, Eric, that I would work so hard and only to have you have actual knowledge.
That does seem unfair.
All right, yeah.
Show a little respect.
Thank you so much for playing our game. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.